Ziggy first. The kingdom of God. It's interesting how that goes with the scripture verse I was going to read out of 1 John. I'm going to start with chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in it. You go back to the Garden of Eden, and when Satan came to Eve, he tempted her three things. They're in the next verse. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. When he tempted Eve, she saw that the fruit was pretty. Lust of the eyes. She was hungry. Lust of the flesh. That it was to be desired because it would make one wise to be as God. Pride of life. When Jesus was tempted, he was tempted the same way. First, with the lust of the flesh. If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Taken up to the temple, cast yourself down. Prove that you're God. Pride of life. Show them all the kingdoms of the world. I'll give them to you. They're mine. I took them from Adam. Now they're mine. I can do with them what I want. I'll give them to you. Lust of the eyes. I think it's interesting. The next verse, in the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The natural man loves the world. Can't get around that. If there's a preacher in the pulpit or a deacon in a pew, or as I like to refer to him sometimes, as a Dickens in a pew, that claims that he loveth not the world, he's a liar. We all, everyone here and everyone out there in our flesh, loves the world. And we show it by the way we dress, by the way we go about in our vehicles, by the way we come to church. We come to church. Praise God, not in this church. But most people that go to church do not go to church dressed as they dress throughout the week. Have you noticed that? You'd think in most churches everybody was a banker. Or a lawyer. Neither one could be trusted. Who the hell would want to look like them anyway? Steve tries, so we'll kind of trust him. We'll let him slide on the good side, huh? But if they love not the world, why do they try to impress people with the things of the world. Bob was mentioning earlier about people getting their feelings hurt when they minister to people. You know why you get your feelings hurt? Because you love the world. If you're ministering to somebody and they reject you and you get your feelings hurt, you weren't ministering to serve God. You were ministering to serve yourself. If they reject you, so what? If you're speaking that which is true, what's it to you if they reject what you say? It's not you they're rejecting anyway. What you're saying is of you, and you reject it, then good. You should be. But if what you're saying is of God, and you reject it, then don't sweat it. Don't give it a second thought. God's the one you're going to have to contend with, not you. See, the hard thing is to get your heart in that spot where you prefer the things of God. And this isn't a one-time thing. It's not something you do one time. There you go. There I am. Wow. Cool. Everything's great now. It's something you do continuously every waking moment. It's something you start when you get up, which most of us don't. Gotta have our coffee first. Lust of the flesh. whatever else there may be. But we need to be in that place where we start off every day rejecting the love of the world and embracing the love of God. When we embrace the love of God to serve Him, it's no longer about us. So when you say something to someone and they come back with a bad attitude, you don't have to return it with a bad attitude. You know, and I found out an amazing thing years ago. Because in my youth, I would get mad. I would get very mad if people didn't believe what I said. Then I found out something. When I was operating in the Spirit of the Lord and within the kingdom of God, I didn't get mad at people that disagreed with me. I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for them. If you're operating in the flesh, you're going to get mad. Operating in the Spirit, you have compassion. You pity them because they don't understand. Do you hear me? You hear what I'm saying? Now come somebody doesn't say amen. Boy, that was pitiful. When we seek the Lord, we seek Him with a faith that we have to have faith to believe we have. We receive God, we receive Jesus, He gives us His faith. And we have to take our little puny faith and believe Him that we have it. And when we do that, then literally all things are possible. Which brings us to the second half. That if you're operating in the kingdom of God, your words will be of God. But your life and your actions and your love and your compassion for others will also be of God. And that's what backs up the word. It can take years of compassion to knock the crust off someone who has been in the world and loved the world. And yet it only takes one moment of anger and selfishness to undo years of labor. Think of that. You can minister in love and you can walk in love for years and destroy it all in seconds with one act of anger. How important is it to keep ourselves under ourselves? Amen. Now let's sing the song.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Hallelujah.